around the world, and right here in our own backyard. The Bunker to Bunker Golf Show covers the great game of golf from tee to green. Now, join us on the first tee with your hosts, Greg Ellis and Jim Hill.
Say my Sarah.
Stapleton, I don't know who he is.
Oh, I'm just impressed that one of you guys got Chris Stapleton.
Oh, yeah.
That song's Broken Halos, obviously. So.
Broken Halos.
Or Golden. Broken Halos, according to my notes here. So.
Done?
Oh, yeah.
Good morning, and welcome to the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show. I'm Greg Ellis. He is... The MVP, is that what that says?
MVP lacrosse tournament in Delaware. My kid played in it.
Is that right?
Yeah, brought me a t-shirt.
Well, he's Jim Hill. Tell
us about it. Yes, I am. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Greg. Good morning, CQ. Good morning, Trev. Henry behind the glass. And good morning to all our listeners. Oh, my goodness. Last week... The protesters, what are they doing? I just want to throw my adult beverage at the TV screen, but we got lots to talk about.
I was shocked. I couldn't believe what I was seeing.
No.
And neither could the last group of the tournament believe what they were seeing.
But Greg, I know we're going to get to it, but I got to give a shout-out to Sahali Country Club in Seattle, out 12 miles outside of Seattle. It's on the plateau out there. And, oh, man, it showed out. I was there at the 98 PGA when Vijay Singh took the title, and it is such a good golf course. You know, you have to walk single file down the fairways because the trees are so tight. But,
It looked good on TV, though.
Oh, man, it is so good. They've had a couple senior opens there and a couple ladies, KPMGs. I hope that the PGA will bring another PGA there. The infrastructure's a little bit tight to get everybody in and out, but, oh, man, it looked good on TV. I'll be quiet now.
I didn't hear a single lady complain about the golf course, and they all did say, yeah, you have to walk single file down the fairway.
Yep, because that's a fact.
You'll run into trees if you don't. Well, we'll kick it off with the Travelers on the PGA Tour last week, where Scottie Scheffler won his fourth signature event out of the eight. And that doesn't include winning the Masters and the Players.
Right.
So between those, he's up to $27 million in earnings for this year.
This year. Yeah, I was going to say this year. Well, I had a vested interest, Greg and CQ, as you both know, because I had chosen Tom Kim for my my degenerate golfing pool.
Right.
And, oh, man, he held the lead. And I got Akshay this week, so he's holding. So I'm just like...
Akshay. Yeah. You've got his brother Akshay, not Akshay.
I said, oh, you know. But, yeah. I've been the curse of death in the early part of the season. You know, I picked Jordan Spieth, missed a cut. Justin Thomas, missed a cut. So I've been a little bit. But then he's leading. I'm like, oh, man, I'm going to get a W. I was so excited. And then Scottie Scheffler does Scottie Scheffler things and goes and shoots 64, 65 on the weekend. You know, I feel bad for Tom Kim. Shoots 65, 66. To tie and then lose on the playoff. Yeah. You know, that birdie that Tom Kim made on 18 was remarkable, I thought.
Yeah, especially after everything that went down. Here's what Scottie had to say, first of all, about the exciting win and the playoff.
Yeah, it was a great finish. This golf course produces a lot of those, you know, the exciting stuff coming down the stretch, and so it was nice to be out there competing. It's great competing against one of my good buddies and Tom Kim, but it's also very difficult at the same time. I want what's best for him, and so sometimes it can be hard, I think, for both of us, you know, battling against each other out there, but it was a lot of fun, and you know, proud to be sitting here with the trophy.
Kind of sounds like our quote for the golf tip that's coming up later on in the show. Talking about that, I play a lot of golf with my friends, but there's not a friendly.
That's the quote. Oh, I know it already. Hey, I won't answer you, but listen, I heard some talking heads on XM Golf Radio this week talking about Scottie Scheffler. Now he's having a remarkable year. I mean, it's Tiger-esque.
Right.
Correct.
But my question is this: does his dominance of the tour this year have anything to do with some of the other really good players being over at the LIV compound?
I don't think it would matter because you're seeing these players at the in the LIV compound that are not playing as well as what they were on the PGA Tour. And I think it has to do a lot with motivation. Here's the biggest difference between Scottie Scheffler and everybody else playing golf right now. I heard it from him, and I heard it from John Pock, who won on the Korn Ferry Tour. They asked, well, what are your goals? Both of them said, I don't set any goals.
Right.
All I do is I go out there and I play golf. And that's what I do, and when I do that is when I get where I want to be.
Isn't that interesting? Because, you know,
kind of paraphrased, but
yeah, no, but you know, you come up and all the sports psychologists are having the guys make their, you know, write out their goals for the year and right. do all this sort
affirmations,
of stuff.
Yes.
Right. And you know, it works for some, but you know, what Scheffler's saying there is, he goes, no, my goal is I just go out there and play my best golf and see where the chips fall.
Yep.
But Scottie Scheffler wins the golf tournament in sudden death.
Yep.
Shooting, what was he? He was 22 under par.
Yep.
In four rounds, I believe he made seven bogeys.
Yeah.
Now, you think about that, seven rounds of golf, or four rounds of golf, making seven bogeys and still winning.
How many did
No, he made six bogeys.
How
Sorry.
Many did Tom Kim make?
Let me tell you. I'll tell
Should
you.
Should only be three, I think.
Yeah, it
was. One was in the playoffs.
Yeah, it wasn't many.
Well, there's a couple of guys on LIV that could affect Scheffler. You know, if John Rahm was playing, etc. But the thing that Scottie Scheffler does so well and so consistently is he plays well going low and plays well going on the hard courses.
And the biggest thing is nothing seems to be bothering
right.
him. He stays even keel.
Tom Kim made four bogeys.
Four bogeys, and one of them was in the playoffs. So, and lost the tournament.
Right.
That's just not fair.
But with Scheffler, what I really it's just remarkable to me with Scheffler is he won a couple weeks ago with a triple bogey.
Right.
And he will have a bad, or he'll make a bogey or a bad number. And he always, like last week in the third round, he pars 10, bogeys 11, pars 12, birdies 13, bogeys 14, birdies 15, 16, 17, and 18. So his ability to bounce back and make a birdie after a bogey or worse, that is remarkable because, You look at so many players, they make a bad score, and they just get so down on themselves
right.
that they don't bounce back. His attitude is, okay, that one's over, and I think all of us as golfers and recreational golfers need to remember this. It's a new hole, and you can go make a birdie, and the way he bounces back to me has just been remarkable this year.
So Tom Kim went down in defeat in the playoff, had a lob wedge, a 60-degree wedge in from the fairway, and his caddy even told him that you better make sure you step on it.
Yep.
Because if you don't, and he came up out of it a little bit, the ball came up short in the bunker, and I was shocked to see that he had a fried egg on the last hole of the tournament because the PGA Tour frowns on fried eggs in bunkers. And he ended up with a fried egg. Got it out nicely, but there's just no way
to stop the ball.
To get the ball to stop coming out of a fried egg because you can't get any spin on it.
Yeah.
But here's what he said about what he was thinking about during how he was going to approach the final round and almost winning at the Travelers.
You know, I think a lot of guys were given a shot with a few holes to play, and I just kept my head down, and I really birdied the holes that I needed to birdie to give myself a chance. It's amazing how, I got into a playoff, but there's so many little things that on 16, that putt just rolls a little bit more, I win by one. Or if I don't three-putt on 8, I win by one. Or if I don't three-putt from 10 feet yesterday on 4, I win by one. So there's so many little things that could have changed, but I feel like these little things are steps into my career for me to, taking the next leap.
I love that attitude because
right.
he basically you know, somebody asked him, well, how do you feel about finishing second? He says, well, you know, I feel great because I'm in this position. And he said that it was not a letdown at all that he didn't win the playoff. He took the number one player in the world right to the mat and unfortunately came up just one shot shy.
Yeah. And with Tom Kim, you know, it seems like he's been out there forever.
I know.
You know,
2 years.
Right. He joined the tour in 2022.
Okay.
He's got 3 wins. He's got 7 international wins. Take a shot at Tom Kim's official money over the last, for 2 seasons. He's made 52 of 63 cuts. That
on the PGA Tour?
Yep.
And he's won how many times?
3 times.
3 times. I'm going to put him at about $11 million.
14.
14.6.
Wow. And he's 22 years old.
And he's 22
years old. Just turned 22 years old.
I think he's doing all right.
I think he's doing okay. He's not going to be sleeping under a bridge tonight.
Well, Padraig Harrington's doing pretty darn well, too. For the 3rd year in a row, he wins the Dix Open up in Enjoy.
New York.
New York.
Upstate New York, I think, yeah.
Exactly. On the DP World Tour, I am so happy my buddy Guido Migliozzi wins for his 4th DP World Tour title. On the Corn Ferry Tour, John Pach wins, and a huge win for him. And then the big one, the big story is the Women's Major Championship last week, the KPMG Women's PGA, was won by Amy Yang. She's been out there. She's played in like, 75 major championships and has sniffed the opportunity to win, but finally pulls through on this one. And what a great win for her this was. And here's what she had to say when she was done.
It's all the hard work our team did together, and I'm so grateful for that. And I, you know, all 4 rounds, it wasn't tough out there, but I just trusted what I prepared, and just I did my best all week. Yeah.
What does this mean to you, this win, at this point in your career?
You know, I always wanted to win a major, and I came close, you know, several times, and I started doubting myself if I ever gonna win a major before I retire, because I've been on tour quite a while, and you know, I am so grateful and very, very, happy to win a major.
You know, she won.
Very emotional there.
Yeah, she won at 7 under.
Yeah.
And if you just read the headlines and don't dig in, she won by 3 shots.
Right.
She bogeyed 16.
Right.
Made double bogey at 17 to kind of open the door just a little tiny bit, and then, you know, slammed it shut on 18. But, you know, that's the thing, is she's coming down the line, coming down the stretch with a nice, juicy filet mignon lead, and then all of a sudden does that. Hey, real quick, Greg, one of our listeners, Tyreek, my man, texted me and said, what's a fried egg? A fried egg is when your ball hits in the bunker and basically rests in its own pitch mark, so the bottom of the ball is below the surface of the sand.
And it looks like a fried egg.
Yeah.
Sunny side up.
Breaking news, we have listeners?
Yeah.
That's a great thing. All right, when we come back, we've got a couple little golf notes to clean up with the travelers, and then we'll get into this week's World of Golf. And some oddities that have occurred this week in the world of golf. You're listening to Arizona's number one golf show. We bring it to you every Saturday morning live from 7 to 9. There's people on the road going back to Michigan this week. Hopefully they're able to tune in still. They left about 5 a.m.
Hey, Colleen. Safe driving, kiddo.
No, she's not driving. Virginia and the kids are driving.
Safe driving.
Marty's on his way up to Sedona to play golf today.
Wow.
So everybody's traveling on this pre-4th of July weekend. We'll be back with more golf on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Athletics.
And the 1-0 is swung on and lifted in the air to left center field. Underneath it is Blade. He will make the catch. And an 11-game losing streak on the road comes to an end for the A's. They come in and they rush past the Diamondbacks by a final score of 9-4.
D-backs host the A's for 3 games at Chase Field. Listen to Game 2 of the 3-game series this afternoon at 12:30 on Arizona Sports 98.7 and the Arizona Sports app.
Hey, Bunker to Bunker listeners, do you have your Athlon's Mana Mangrove golf shoes yet? It's minimalism meets innovation for premium performance. This means less wear and tear on your body. You're going to be more stable over the golf ball when you're swinging the golf club, and you're going to use more force forward toward your body to allow you more control, power, and accuracy. We love ours, and we love the technology that Mana Mangrove pros have in it, and you're continuing to see pros on the tour wearing them, Bernhard Langer's wearing them, top eight players in the National Long Drive Tour are wearing them, and now you can wear them, and you can wear them with a great offer from Athlons.com and BunkerGolf.com. If you just use the bunker code B2B, you're going to get 15% off your next pair of Athlons golf shoes. Athlons, the golf shoes for champions.
The more things change, the more they stay the same. Hi, Kurt Rock here for Kurt's Auto Repair. Times and technology has changed, but at Kurt's, we're still the same family-owned and operated business that has enabled us to earn a perfect Better Business Bureau record for over 30 years. Our master technicians are experts in everything automotive, foreign and domestic, gas and diesel. Come experience quality and service that time has not changed. Check us out online at MyCarHurts.com. If your car hurts, take it to Kurtz.
I'm Tiffany, founder of Harlem Pilates. When I couldn't find Pilates in my neighborhood, I started a studio from my studio apartment. Chase Inc. helped me grow from one Pilates studio to three. Because when you start small, you're going to need some big help.
Chase Inc. Business Cash Card, you can earn up to 5% cash back on business essentials, so your business can go from here to possible. Chase for Business. Make more of what's yours. Real business owner compensated for their participation. Cards issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
Are you not able to enjoy this summer as much as you want because of joint pain? This is the best time for being outdoors, but not if your knees, shoulders, back, or hips are hurting. Don't suffer any longer. Non-surgical joint pain relief is here at QC Kinetics. Call them today. QC Kinetics is the nation's leader in regenerative medicine. I'm talking lasting joint pain relief with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. QC Kinetics advanced treatments harness your own body's ability to restore and repair damaged joint tissue so you can walk and run and hike and play golf and move again pain-free. QC Kinetics is under the leadership of former orthopedic surgeon Dr. Mitchell Scheinkup, a true pioneer in regenerative medicine. Their advanced protocols have enabled tens of thousands of patients to reclaim their mobility. Stop putting it off. Take action now and live your best life again. Call QC Kinetics now for a free consultation. Call QC Kinetics now with clinics in Phoenix, Scottsdale, Peoria, and Chandler. 602-837-PAIN. That's 602-837-PAIN. 602-837-PAIN.
It's back. Bunker to Bunker's 5th Annual Summer Throwback Golf Tournament presented by Shady Ray Sunglasses is on Saturday, July 20th at Talking Stick Golf Club's Otham North Course. The popular two-person scramble is loaded with the big raffle, special prizes, and breakfast. It even includes a coupon for a second round of golf, all for just $115. Proceeds benefit St. Vincent de Paul of Arizona. It's open to the public and singles are welcome, but space is limited. So grab your partner and register today at BunkerGolf.com.
You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance.
Daily Zimmerman.
Oh,
I had to do research on this one. Calling this Country Fun 2024. We did modern music when we were out at the Epsom tour, and you guys liked it, so I thought I'd do a little more modern, updated country. So.
Well, speaking of not so modern music, I went and saw one of my favorite bands on Wednesday, the Doobie Brothers. And Michael McDonald was with them.
Oh, that's kind of cool. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness gracious. What a great show that was.
Where'd you see it?
A Footprint.
Oh, okay. Oh, the big
one. Yeah,
okay.
The big one. Yeah, and it was packed.
Who opened for him?
Robert Cray.
Okay, great guitarist.
Really amazing guitarist. Yeah, but it was a great show. So get the chance to see the Doobie Brothers, take it, because they're not going to be touring for a whole lot longer, but it was a great show.
Man, they got to be 70, 75.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Michael McDonald's 75, but he still pounds those keys, man.
A great keyboardist, underrated piano player.
And he plays the guitar, he plays the mandolin. Just he's everything.
Right. Yeah. Fun.
So, Jim.
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much.
Turn your mic on.
First day on the job. Yep. So, Jim, If you shot 59.
And backed it up with 65.
Yeah. Don't you think you should win a tournament?
Well, I think if it was only two rounds, you would.
But he had a 72 in there, which was two over par. So he started out very slow. How about that? 72, two over par, then shoot 66, then shoot 59, then shoot 66 again. Finished tied for ninth. We're speaking of Cameron Young, who joins the 59 club. And so on the PGA Tour, okay, we're not speaking of all the other tours, just on the PGA Tour history, there are the rounds of 59, or you have to say lower.
Or better, yeah.
Because right. Jim Furyk shot 58 in the 2016 Travelers, finished tied for fifth.
Yep.
Al Geiberger, who was the first to shoot 59 on the 1977 Memphis Classic, won it. Chip Beck shot 59 at the 1991 Las Vegas Invitational, tied for third. David Duval shoots 59 in the 1999 Bob Hope Chrysler Classic and won it. Paul Guidos shot 59 in the 2010 John Deere, finished second. Stuart Appleby shot 59 at the Greenbrier and won. Jim Furyk again, he shot this first, he shot the 59 at the 2013 BMW Championship and finished third. Justin Thomas shot 59 at the 2017 Sony Open and won. Adam Hadwin finished second when he did his at the Career Builder. Brant Snedeker won when he at the 2018 Wyndham. Kevin Chappell in the 2019 A Military Tribute at the Greenbrier. Scotty Scheffler, 2020 at the Northern Trust, tied for fourth. Oh, by the way, Kevin Chappell finished tied for 47th. And Cam Young wraps it up at tied for ninth with a 59 at the Travelers. Now, can you tell me,
okay,
Jordan Spieth, what he has to do with Cameron Young and 59?
You got me.
Playing partner?
Yeah. Playing partner. Okay. And he also witnessed Justin Thomas's 59.
Wow.
Not only, he's the only player in history to witness two 59s happen on the golf course. How about that?
That's pretty good. You know, and but I'll tell you what, Al Geiberger's 59 still remains the benchmark to me, as that golf course in Memphis, it was before they went to
Southwind.
Right. And that was a par 72 golf course.
Yep.
And it was persimmon drivers, balata balls, and, you know, blade, you know, forged irons. So I think that, I think Geiberger, on a 72, par 72 golf course, that's really remarkable. A lot of the 58s and 59s have happened on par 70s.
Right.
But, yeah, Cameron Young, and the thing about it is Cameron Young had a shot at 59, at 58.
Yep.
It wasn't like he made a bomb on 18 for his 59. He two-putted for 59.
Wow. Yes. And a lucky two-putt, had a 10-footer. Yeah. Yeah. He sat there and he said, man, he said, just think, if I'd have missed that putt, that I had a horrible third shot that made me shoot 60.
Right, exactly.
And 60's not too shabby.
No.
But anyway. So, hey, let's get into this week in the world of golf, shall we?
Yes, sir.
Good idea.
Let's get into this. So, first of all, we've got a beer drinker.
Oh, yeah.
And we've got an everyday kind of guy.
Right.
Qualifies on Monday for the Rocket Mortgage. Nick Benz is who we're speaking of. If you've not heard of this story, you're living under a rock because it's made every sports wire that there is to be able to make. But Nick Benz goes out and shoots 65. First of all, pre-qualifies the Thursday before.
Right.
Then goes to the qualifier on Monday, shoots 65, 7-under. He's the first group off.
Yep.
So he's got to sit around and wait and see what's going to happen. So what every good man does after shooting 65 in a PGA Tour qualifier that works for a living, you go to the bar and you sit there and you have a few beers.
Have a Frosty, yeah.
Absolutely. So here's what Nick Benz had to say about, first of all, the three beers and how that all happened.
So, Nick, one beer becomes two, becomes three. Would a fourth beer, would that have been dangerous? I mean, would we not have been in this position had we had a fourth?
It definitely. We were riding a fine line, as it was, for sure. So I tried to keep it on the right side of things and not take it too far. Who's to say? It might have been, the playoff might have been over earlier. It might have been over for different reasons. I might have made a quick bogey and been out of there. So three would seem to be the magic number, and we'll stick with that.
So, well, it was a nine-hole playoff.
Eight-hole playoff.
Eight-hole, sorry.
Right.
Oh, wow.
Eight-hole playoff, and it was basically, up until about the last three groups, he was locked in.
Yep.
He was locked in with his 65 that he shot, but then it changed in those last three groups, and so he had about 5 minutes to be able to go out and hit balls because the range was closed.
Right.
So they said, okay, so you go to the tee, and it takes him eight holes to secure his spot. Well, what makes this so interesting, besides the three beers sitting there while he's waiting to find out if he's in the tournament or not, he's just an everyday kind of guy.
Right.
He's got a day job at a discount golf store. We won't mention their name because they don't sponsor us. But he's a club fitter, and he works in the shipping and receiving area, receiving all the orders that come in and pricing and all of that. Well, here's his normal day of work week.
Typical week for me is I'm usually there in the summer anywhere from 2, 3, or 4 days a week. This time of year when I start doing like Monday qualifiers, I have to pre-qualify. So usually I would work basically Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, try to pre-qualify Friday, go back to work Saturday, and then go for a practice round Sunday, and then do the Monday qualifier Monday. And then if I get through, that's never happened before, so we've never had to worry about that until now. But if I didn't get through, then I would go back to work on Tuesday like I was supposed to yesterday.
Well, there's a ton to unwrap here.
Right.
So there's a website. He's on Twitter, or X, I guess, as they call it now. And it's a guy called Monday Qualifier, Monday Q. Right. And this guy, on his own dime, goes all these Monday qualifiers.
Right.
And, you know, he sits down with Nick Benz, who's waiting to see if he gets in the tournament, and he starts doing this interview. And so he's knocking back a couple beers, three beers. And the thing about it is he, Nick Benz, tells this guy, you know, he goes, well, I'm doing things a little different. He goes, well, what do you mean? He goes, well, I used to pack on the Monday qualifier. I'd pack, you know, I'd have my clothes for Monday, and then I'd pack, you know, for Thursday, Friday, or for Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday,
right,
you know, in case I got in. He said, I've reversed his strategy. He goes, I just came up, you know, with Monday clothes, and I figured if I get in, I'll figure out how to get clothes.
Right.
So, you know, and he was carrying a little stand bag.
Yep.
And so Monday Q has got a lot of followers, and he put this story out, and he's interviewing the guy, like, whatever the live tapes, they do, reels, I don't know what they call them. But anyway, so the guy's like, all right, we got to get this guy some sponsors. He goes out and, you know, makes it through in the eight-hole playoff. So the company that he works for got him a staff bag with their logo and stuff on. Some of the manufacturers sent him clothes.
Well,
and
as you can tell, he's a well-spoken young gentleman. So
yeah. It's a really cool story. You know, it's kind of, it's very Robert Landers-ish, you know. Go out there and get through. And, you know, the kid's got game. He shot 65 in the qualifier. Didn't make the cut this week. But
but it was respectable.
Shot 75, 75.
Yeah, he didn't blow his brains out or anything out there on the golf course. It's just a totally different experience out there. Well, when we come back, we've got a major championship to talk about. Plus the
another oddity.
We're gonna get into that oddity in just a minute as well. Got the Corn Ferry Tour and DP World Tour playing as well to recap, and then we've got some more oddities to talk about even at this week's tournaments. You're listening to the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show. We bring it to you live on our Arizona Sports app, ArizonaSports.com, and right here on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Follow Arizona Sports for D-backs breaking news and inside information, plus exclusive weekly interviews with the Diamondbacks decision makers on Front Office Focus, Team President Derek Hall, D-backs manager Tori Lovello, and Diamondbacks players on the Clubhouse Call-In. If you miss the live conversations, listen on the Arizona Sports app or wherever you get your podcasts. The home of Arizona Diamondbacks baseball is Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Bunker to Bunker is sponsored in part by Antigua Apparel, a leading manufacturer of men's and women's golf and sports licensed apparel. At Antigua Apparel, they believe life is a journey made up of moments. Moments in your day and in your game. You'll experience these moments everywhere, in what you do, in how you feel, in what you wear. You never know when these moments will arrive, but when they do, arrive comfortably. Performing at your best is achieved when you're comfortable in your body, mind, and clothes. Visit AntiguaApparelShop.com.
Dave Burns here with Liberty GMC General Manager Chris Scott. Got any big plans for the 4th of July?
What's up, Dave? I decided to start my 4th of July savings event early, which means you can save big on all new GMCs. Save up to $2,500 off the all new 2024 GMC Yukon or $3,000 off the Canyon. Don't forget, Costco members save an additional $1,000 as well.
Skip the crowds and visit Chris off Bell Road in Peoria or online all the time at LibertyGMCAZ.com. GMC, we are professional. Grade.
Looking for an award-winning relationship for your vehicle's service needs? Welcome to Desert Car Care of Chandler. Don't take our word for it. Just ask your neighbors or check out all their testimonials and awards they've won. Their philosophy is simple. On time, certified, convenient, and award-winning automotive service backed by an industry-leading 3-year, 36,000-mile warranty on parts and labor. Desert Car Care of Chandler. Just south of Chandler on Dobson, providing you the automotive experience you deserve. Check them out at DesertCarCare.com.
Golf was meant to be fun, right? We get that. Our motto is fun, family, and fitness forever. Kurt Hudek here for Augusta Ranch Golf Club in Mesa, Arizona. We're excited to announce the opening of our brand new 21-bay Top Tracer range with the same technology you see on TV with the pros. You can improve your game and get the kids involved, too. Our bays are open day and night. Augusta Ranch Golf Club, bringing affordable fun back into your golf game. For tee times and more information, go to AugustaRanchGolfClub.com.
Moving Team 6 proudly supports and hires veterans.
So here at Moving Team 6, obviously we're a big proponent on military. So every time we have a veteran that comes in for an interview, we automatically get them into training and see if it's going to be a good option for them. We don't turn them away. It's always an option to try them out. If they've served our country, the best thing that we can do now is serve them and get them going. We're trying to work for our company. And if it works, it works. If it doesn't work for them, that's fine. At least we know that we tried and we wanted to serve them back. We're big proponents on self-discipline, showing up, having a great attitude, working hard. If you work hard, we're going to take good care of you.
Here at Moving Team 6, another thing that we love to do is serving our community. That is huge. Serving charities, community, especially where we're 100 Club, that is big for us. But we want to serve our vets, and we want to give back as much as we can. But community is so key for us.
We only hire the best at Moving Team 6. Visit us online at movingteam6.com. Your move is our mission.
Got golf? Bunker to Bunker invites you to get out of the gallery and get in the game this year with the Bunker to Bunker Club. The Bunker to Bunker Club is open to the public, but feels like an exclusive private country club. Come elevate your golf experience with all the privileges, but without all the expensive monthly dues and fees. Membership includes an official USGA handicap, online score posting and tracking, subscription to the AZ Golf Insider magazine, promotions with big savings on golf, products and hospitality, and of course, invitations to Bunker to Bunker's popular charity scramble tour tournaments at fantastic golf destinations. So what are you waiting for? Come get in the game with good friends, good times, and great golf. For additional information and registration, go to BunkerGolf.com. The Bunker to Bunker Club. It's the best value in golf since the mulligan.
Keeping with our modern country theme, guys, this is Post Malone and Morgan Wallen.
Posty.
Kevin McCabe, big Posty fan.
I want to send a shout out to Verado and Nick Condis and Chris for hosting us and having a hugely successful event out there to raise funds for the Arnie's Army Foundation last week. Want to congratulate Adam Puffenberger, John Donahue, Brenda Gagas, Dave Palucky, and Anthony Garcia were all winners of either closest to the holes, long drives, or mulligan contests out there at Verado. And congratulations to the winners that took down the first place gross and first place net.
And they all said how great the course was shape-wise. Just tremendous shape for the summer.
Also want to let you know this hour is brought to you by Bill Ross Fitness Solutions. Check out the great offer for new clients. Get $100 off your first program and free consultation. Check it out at BillRossFitnessSolutions.com or call Bill at 602-230-8581. And one final bit of cleanup we need to do. Our next Bunker Tour event will be at Talking Stick. And it will be on Saturday, July 20th. So go to BunkerGolf.com and get signed up because it is filling up fast. Every event has sold out. Don't be on the outside looking in. All right. So to wrap up what's going on in the world of golf, they are playing a major championship on the senior circuit. Because you can't call it PGA Tour Champions because it's a U.S. Right. Senior Open. So it's in the senior group where Hiroyuki Fujita is your leader at 12 under par. And they are playing at Newport Country Club up in Newport, Rhode Island. I think I played that golf course. Titleist had a big thing up there, and we had a day where we went and played, and I think we played there because I think I've got a picture of me by that clubhouse.
As the one of the founding members of the USGA, one of the clubs that
found classic old style,
just gorgeous,
awesome clubhouse. Just sits out there alone on a hillside.
Yep,
that's it. That's all you
very
see.
Much
there's
like Wingfoot.
Trees.
Yeah,
there's no trees or anything around it. Richard Green is in second place at 9 under par.
Go ahead.
Richard Bland and Steve Stricker are at 9 under par. Bob Estes at 8 under par. Cameron Percy making his debut out there on the Champ Tour and the USGA. He's at 7 under par. Paul Stankowski, Stephen Ames are all at 7 under par. This event is far from over. I'm going to tell you right now, anybody as far down as even 4 under par, I think, could still win this. If some wind comes up at that golf course, holy moly, it could be dangerous. Bob Estes is 4 under on his round today, so it must be it's pretty calm out there.
Yeah, and when I said the clubhouse sitting on the hill, it's Shinnecock's what I meant.
Yeah. They are playing on the DP World Tour, the Memorial Health Championship, where Ryan Gerard has a 4-shot lead currently. He's, let's see, they haven't started out there yet, but he shot 8 under par 63 yesterday, and so that means he shot a 9 under par 62 the day before. They only had a 1-shot lead, by the way.
Yeah.
They are playing the LPGA. They're playing about 90 minutes north of where the Rocket Mortgage Championship is going on.
It's a team event.
It is. It's the Dow Championship where Grace Kim.
How about that?
Come on, Grace. Get her done.
Grace Kim and Austin Kim.
Yep, not related to each other.
Nope.
Grace is from Australia. Austin is from America. They are sitting at 12 under par, and they are tied with a boatload of teams. Nicole Brock, Estrup, and Nana Kurtz-Madsen are teamed up at 12 under par. Allie Ewing and Jennifer Kupcho are at 12 under par. Allie Ewing's been playing some amazing golf. Su Chi Chang and Wee Ling Su are at 12 under par. And Jerevoy Buchant and Chenna Wananasan are at 12 under par. And then you've got a host of players, Georgia Hall and Charlie Hall.
H-A-L-L-H-U-L-L.
That's right. They fired a little 63 yesterday to get themselves back in the hunt. They're just a shot back, along with Sandra Gull and Maud Amie LeBlanc. Lexi Thompson and Brooke Henderson are playing together. They're at 10 under par. They go off later this afternoon. So this is going to be a pretty exciting field. There could be a pretty good shootout here.
And the team things are always fun.
Hopefully. Now, today will be foursomes.
Right.
Okay. Oh, four ball, sorry.
Four ball, yeah.
Four ball today. Tomorrow will be foursomes. So four ball is, today is foursomes. Tomorrow is four ball. So today is alternate shot.
Right.
And then tomorrow they'll go back to playing better ball of the pair, and all four players will play. So the scores are probably going to be a little higher today because it is the alternate shot format. And then tomorrow we'll see how low these ladies go to be able to see who takes down the title at the Dow Championship. So they are playing at the Italian Open. Is it Italian or Italian?
Italian.
Italian. So it's not I.
No, the I is soft.
Okay. Thank you.
Do you go for Italian food or you go for Italian food?
Well, I go for Italian food. Antoine Rosner is leading right now, along with Shubhankar Sharma are both at 10 under par. Marcel Seam and Sebastian Fredrickson are at 9 under par. So that gives you a little wrap-up on what's going on.
Can I ask a question about the Dow Championship? You said they're playing alternate shot today.
Yes.
Do they get to pick who drives the ball?
Yeah, you
drive on every other hole.
Right.
Oh, you do? Okay, I see.
So no matter how you finish the hole, you have one player that tees off on the odd holes, one tees off on the even.
Okay.
Well, here's what Charlie Hull and Georgia Hull had to say about teaming up.
Yeah, this is Charlie Hull talking about how long they've been competing with each other.
We've been best friends since we was like 11 years old. So how many years is that, George? Us 20. Sorry, I'm not very good at maths. Anyway, but yeah, we always used to play England golf together. Like, we was always partners together in England golf. We shared it together. We did done everything together. We used to practice together when we were younger. So we kind of know each other's games inside out. And yeah, it's perfect.
So they've got a little game going on, or it started yesterday, and it was whoever makes the first birdie, the other person has to pay for everything for the rest of the day.
And as you can tell, they're having lots of fun.
Yeah. So, yeah.
That's
and
teamwork.
They are a formidable duo when it comes to the Solheim Cup.
Yes.
Well, another interesting oddity, a couple of interesting oddities happened. First of all, Akshay Bhatia.
Yes.
Drained it on one of the holes off the tee.
Right.
And it wasn't a hole-in-one.
Yep.
He hit his tee shot on one of the par fours, and it actually rolled into a drain, and the drain had holes that were large enough for a golf ball to go through.
Can you imagine that? If you're playing with your group and you hit a ball in the gunch and you can't find it, that's a lost ball. Thank goodness there was a crowd out there, and they said, no, it went in this little hole. And at first they thought it was like a rabbit hole or something, but it was a drain.
Yeah. Wow. 315-yard drive on the 579-yard par 5 17th hole ended up underground, and it made its way into a five-hole drain. Why in the world, Detroit Golf Club, are you putting a drainage cover out there that has holes that are bigger than a golf ball is beyond me. Maybe nobody's ever hit it there before.
Right.
I don't know.
That's all I can think.
But I'll bet if they go out there, I'll bet that drain's been changed.
It's got
today.
A cap on it, yeah.
That's exactly right. But anyway, so and it's a deep drain, but he says fairly certain that it's a Callaway at the bottom, Bhatia told the PGA Tour official. So he got a free drop at a memorable moment. He ended up making a par on the hole, but he sits atop the leaderboard at 13 under par. Akshay, he is playing some golf, buddy.
What about Ashkay?
Ashkay, his twin brother, is caddying for him.
Well, how about, we'll get back to this, but the oddity at the U.S. Senior Open.
Yes, we're going to. And unfortunately, it did not get caught on TV, which is pretty remarkable in its own right. But you are listening to the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show. We've got so much more golf to talk about. I think we might even sneak in a golf tip of the week when we come back.
Oh, yeah.
You're listening to Arizona's number one golf show. We've been bringing it to you live every Saturday morning from 7 to 9 right here on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
When you really think about it, would you want to be out running around on a field today wearing layers of gear trying to learn how to run routes? Oh, imagine two grown men of larger carriage, sweating, smashing up against each other on a day like this. No, it's not a great time for football practice in the Valley. So we'll just wait a month for Cardinals training camp, all right? Get Cardinals breaking news from Gambo and get ready for training camp with the home of the Arizona Cardinals, Arizona Sports 98.7 and the Arizona Sports app.
So what makes a great car radio show? To start with, a host who knows his stuff. Check. We've got Matt Allen, the KTAR car guy, who's been fixing cars for nearly 30 years. Lots to talk about. Check. High gas prices. Maybe getting a second opinion on that upcoming repair or help in finding the right used car. That means the only thing missing is you. And that's easy to fix. We're on every Saturday morning at 11 here on 92.3 KTAR. Or check us out anytime, day or night, at bumpertobumperradio.com.
Hi, this is Brandon Stapley at Stapley's Garage in Mesa. Our family has been in Arizona for over a century. Serving our community has always been our top priority. We know that you have choices when it comes to repair and maintenance on your vehicle. At Stapley's Garage, we focus on providing a relationship you can trust, backed by a family-run business built on integrity. We invite you to give us a try, just north of the US 60 on Gilbert Road. Check us out at stapleysgarage.com.
Hey everybody, Dan Bickley here, and over the last 20 years, the attorneys at Sweet James have helped enough accident victims to fill an entire sports arena. And just listen to this story. A client's world changed after a reckless drunk driver hit his vehicle and left him with severe injuries, but he couldn't get the insurance company to help him. And after all that frustration, he called Sweet James, and his new team of attorneys stepped in to make sure he got the medical treatment he needed, and they wouldn't let up until they delivered a massive $7 million victory. Now, no firm can guarantee the outcomes, but in these situations, caring and winning go hand in hand. It means medical care, maximum compensation, and it means justice. That's what Sweet James is all about. They're the firm you call if you're ever hurt in an accident. And don't wait, because waiting can hurt your case. 800-9-MILLION, 800-900-0000, sweetjames.com. Proud partner of your Phoenix Suns.
The 2023 and 2024 All-Inclusive Talking Stick Golf Card is back. This is the card everyone's talking about. You get preferred rates on daily green fees now through September 2024, plus big discounts off food, beverage, and golf shop purchases. Better yet, benefits extend to the cardholder and one guest, and you get a complimentary round of golf with purchase. Two great courses, one fantastic golf card, all for just $99 plus tax. For details and purchase, visit TalkingStickGolfClub.com or call the Pro Shop today.
Want a new car but no time to visit a dealership? America's most awarded Ford dealership, Sanderson Ford, will deliver the car, truck, or SUV of your choice to your home or office. Shop from home, buy from home. We deliver. From Sanderson Ford, it's convenient, simple, and transparent. Go to SandersonFord.com, select your vehicle from the biggest selection of new Fords in the state, and your vehicle is delivered to your door. You can choose cash, lease, or finance, and get our best price every time. Create the deal that's right for you and see your monthly payment. Have a trade-in? Get a fair price from a trusted source. When you're ready to check out, add your personal information and get a real-time credit decision. See multiple offers and choose the one that's right for you. You can also review and select recommended service and protection plans, all online. Now, buying a car takes minutes, not hours. Shop from home, buy from home. We deliver from the dealership you can trust, Sanderson Ford.
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Donate today at carsforkids.org. That's cars with a K. Your car can be picked up as soon as the next day. Receive a tax deduction and vacation voucher.
1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Now accepting donations of land, homes, buildings, or any kind of real estate.
Jelly Roll.
Yeah, I was going
to say. I saw it, yeah. Happy to help.
All right, welcome back to the Bunker Bunker Golf Show. So, as we're talking about oddities, we had one happen at the USGA making history.
Yeah.
And it was a guy that is a club pro, teaching pro, I should say.
Yeah.
Frank Benzel Jr. He's played in 7 major championships in his career. Well, he goes out there in his first round. He shoots... shoot 75, 5 over par. Not bad for a, you know, a teaching pro. That's all right.
Pretty good.
And then goes out in his second round, starts out bogey, or starts out par, bogey, par. On the fourth hole, makes a hole in one.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's got it dialed in pretty straight, right?
Absolutely.
Then steps up on the fifth hole, which is a par three, which is
The oddity.
That's an oddity in itself. Makes another hole in one.
Another ace, yeah.
And he did it with a 5-iron and a 4-iron.
Right. It was the first one was 173. The second one was 202.
Right.
But what's interesting about that is, you know, he jokingly said as they stepped up on the 15, "Well, let's go make another one."
Yeah.
And he did back-to-back par threes and back-to-back aces. Yeah. Then
it's odd you see back-to-back par threes in a major championship course. So yeah,
right. But then he's a little shook. He bogeyed 6, 7, 8, and 9 <Yeah. you know?
laughs> to shoot one over par.
Give it all back.
Yep. And then ends up shooting a final round 74, misses the cut 9 over par, but to make 2 hole in ones, he doesn't care whether he made the cut or not. He made USGA history. And it will be that way for probably a long time, because who knows when there will ever be another golf course that will have back-to-back par threes. I mean, I've heard of 9th holes and 18th holes being par threes, but unless, I mean, I've never heard of 2 holes back-to-back.
I haven't either. Well, I hope that he went and bought a lottery ticket, because the odds of back-to-back hole-in-ones are 67 million to 1.
In a PGA Tour event, it's 156 million to 1.
Right.
The average, the you and I guys hitting a hole-in-one is 12,500 to 1.
Right.
So, yeah.
Back-to-back.
We've got a chance.
Yeah, so you're saying there's a chance.
Should we hear from Frank?
Let's hear from Frank.
He's very excited, as you can tell.
It was unbelievable. It was the rarest thing you could ever imagine. Obviously, it's never happened before. So excited, because these things are just, you know, so rare. But also, for my score, you know, to get me a 300 par for the day was pretty amazing, too. Just so much fun. And
okay, the other great thing for him and for us three guys here sitting here as fathers, his kid was on the bag.
Yeah, 14-year-old son carrying the bag for him.
And his son was more concerned about finding a place to play on Friday afternoon in the Aces. Yeah,
exactly. All right, so that is a wrap-up of all the last week, of all this week, last week, and the oddities. And, Jim, I have to ask you one question.
Yes, sir.
Here it is.
What time is it?
It is time, excuse me, for the very informative and the highly popular Golf Tip of the Week, KPMG Ladies Open style.
All right, this week's Tip of the Week is brought to you by Shady Rays, home of the Green Wolf Polarized Golf Eyewear, and presenting partner for the Bunker to Bunker Tour, Jim, who said this, but don't answer yet. I play golf with my friends sometimes, but there are never friendly games.
Ooh.
All right. Jim, this week's Tip of the Week is fried egg to win.
Fried egg to win.
All right. That was a little bit lame for the 4th of July tear, but that's okay. All right. So last week you saw in the playoff where Tom Kim ended up in the playoff with Scottie Scheffler to be able to win at the Travelers, and he hit his second shot from the fairway in the first hole of the playoff and came out of it a little bit, ends up going a little bit right, ends up in that famous bunker that Jordan Spieth had holed out of a few years prior. But when he hit this, he hit a lob wedge, a 60-degree wedge. Folks, I don't ever recommend hitting a 60-degree wedge from 90 yards. I don't care who you are. Use a little more finesse and use a different shot. But anyway, his ball lands in the bunker. And because it's coming in at the height that it's coming in, and because it's coming in with the spin that it has on it, it creates a what's called a fried egg in the terms of the world of golf, which a fried egg is when you hit a shot your ball comes down in the sand, and it displaces the sand, but your ball stays in its pitch mark where it lands, making it look like a fried egg. If you fry eggs.
Yes.
Right? So.
If you're an egg fryer.
If you're an egg fryer. So, Chad, or Tom Kim hit this shot. He hit this shot, and he did it like anybody else would do it. The ball, first of all, is not going to come out with any spin on it, and it's going to come out at a very low trajectory because you can't get underneath the golf ball as well as what you would with a typical bunker shot. But I'm here to tell you how to get the ball up in the air better.
All right. Let's hear it.
So here's what you're going to do. You're going to get in the bunker, and you're going to take your normal setup like you would for a bunker shot. Your feet are going to be slightly open to the target. We talked about the bunker shot last week where you want to have the club face open and facing down your target line, and you want to imagine a line that that club is going to go on toward your target. Well, now you're going to make one minor adjustment. You're going to keep that club face open, and you're going to line up with the heel of the club. The heel, that's where the shaft enters into the head of the club. You're going to line up so the heel of the club, almost the hosel of the club, is right directly behind the golf ball. And you are going to swing that golf club. You're going to swing it on a little bit more of an upright ascent. And then when you swing down, you want to make sure that that hosel goes into the sand as fast as you can on your downswing. And what that's going to do is that's going to get that club to dig deeper than what that pitch mark is the ball is sitting in, so that the loft of the club is what's actually going to be able to, with the sand, lift that ball up. It's going to lift it up. It's going to come out higher. It's going to come out with dead spin, but because it comes out higher and not a low trajectory, the ball is not going to run as far. So you want to get in there, put the hosel of the golf club right behind the golf ball, flex your knees a little bit more, and when you swing, I want you to swing fast through the golf ball with the hosel leading the way into the sand. It's going to pop that golf ball right up and onto the green every time. That, Jim, is your golf tip of the week.
That every time thing sounds like a guarantee to me, Greg.
Is a guarantee as long as I'm the one doing it. That is your tip of the week, brought to you by Shady Rays. Live hard, we got you. Hey, have you seen that there's a couple of new commercials out there?
Yeah.
Chase Johnson has a Shady Rays commercial out there. We'll get into that in just a little while. But anyway, Jim, who said this? I play golf with my friends sometimes, but there are never friendly games.
That would be the gentleman that won 2 PGA championships, 4 U.S. Opens, 2 Masters, and an Open championship. His friends call him Henny Bogan. You might know him as Ben Hogan.
You are so correct. 71 wins as a professional, and World Golf Hall of Famer Ben Hogan said that.
You can't get a Ben Hogan quote past me. I think I've read everything ever printed about the man. Hey, we were speaking about oddities just a minute ago. Here's another oddity.
All right.
Two people I know had a birthday on the 28th, the same day. Yes.
Why is it so odd? There's a lot of people having a birthday.
Yeah, but it's just, you know, I didn't think about it. So, happy birthday, Nina, and happy birthday, Kathy. Hope you guys had great birthdays, and just like fine wine, you're both getting better with age.
Well, I think my nephew back in Michigan's birthday is today.
Well, that's the 29th.
Hey. My son's birthday was the 27th.
Wow.
Happy birthday, Andrew.
You know, on Facebook, I'm a stalker on Facebook. Right. I rarely post things, but, you know, everybody's birthdays always pop up in the notifications. So I go in there. I think on the I had yesterday or day before, there were like 6 people that were on there that had the same birthday. Yeah.
What was going on in the spring of fall? Excuse me.
That would have been fall time, yeah. Unless they're birds and mature faster. All right, when we come back, we are going to make the turn, and we've got so much more golf to talk about. You're listening to Arizona's number one golf show right here on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
who's on top in high school sports in Arizona and who's building up a powerhouse to unseat Arizona's best programs. Kevin McCabe talks with Arizona high school coaches and athletic staff Saturday mornings at 9 on AC Preps Live, presented by Brooklyn Betting. AC Preps Live, Saturday morning at 9 on the local sports leader, Arizona Sports 98.7 and the Arizona Sports app.
All right, I've got breaking news for our listeners and anybody you want to tell about it. Shady Rays is celebrating the 4th of July with big savings that starts today and runs through next weekend, July 8th. So you don't have to rush out there today, but I recommend you do so that you're well protected with your eyewear for the 4th of July when you're watching all those fireworks and laying out there in the sun by the pool. But anyway, Shady Rays is offering 50% off on some of their best-selling styles when you buy any two or more shades they're kicking in a free mystery pair. So you can walk away with four pair of sunglasses. Oh, my gosh, what a smoking deal that is at Shady Rays. They even have a first-time-ever 30% off on prescription lenses online that you can take advantage of. We all wear Shady Rays. You should be wearing them. They're 100% satisfaction guarantee. If you scratch them, they replace them. If you lose them, they replace them. Check them out online at ShadyRays.com. And check out on ShadyRays.com all the different tour players that are starting to wear them. I think your guy that's about to win maybe this week is Sahith Thagal is wearing them. Chase Johnson's wearing them. They're on Shady Rays team. You should be too. So go to B2B and take advantage of the 30% off, or go to the store or online and get 50% off when you buy two or more pair of shades. Every day, take advantage, but make sure you take advantage of the 4th of July special. It's now through July 8th.
Hey, it's Gambo, and I'm here with Stuart Willis, the president of Asset Preservation, Wealth, and Tax. Stuart, as I and many others close in our retirement, we're getting bombarded with this information about, annuities. Everybody should do an annuity. Give me your thoughts on those.
Well, Gambo, we just left one of the lowest interest rate environments in history. Advisors were advertising annuities on the radio and at live seminars saying guaranteed 7% income. But never forget, income is what you take. Interest is what you make. And retirees or pre-retirees are on their second or third year of seeing no return at all on those investments.
And there's tons of fees involved in a lot of these annuities, right?
Oftentimes, people have these riders that I believe are completely useless and expensive, and they need to start making more on their money.
If you bought an annuity and you're concerned with the low returns and want a second opinion, call 602-877-PLAN or go to AssetPreservationWealth.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, LLC, and SEC Registered Investment Advisor.
Looking for an unforgettable day of golf? Visit Verado Golf Club today and enjoy the breathtaking views and great prices. With two thrilling course layouts and 36 holes of championship golf designed by Tom Lehman, now is a great time to visit Verado Golf Club and take advantage of their 36-hole rates. Come enjoy spectacular golf at both the Founders and Victory courses for a special price. Verado Golf Club, an experience like no other. To book a tee time, visit VeradoGolfClub.com or call 623-388-3008.
Ah, the fireworks, pool parties, and barbecues. And at the end of a long day, the best sleep ever on the best mattress ever, Brooklyn Bed. And to help celebrate, it's the Brooklyn Bedding 4th of July sale, now through July 10th, with 30% off everything in-store and online, and 35% off for active and retired members of the military. Go to brooklynbedding.com, or better yet, stop by one of Brooklyn Bedding's 13 basin locations and tell them Wolf sent you. Happy Independence Day, Arizona, from Brooklyn Bedding, Arizona built for America's dreams.
KMVP FM Phoenix, Arizona Sports, the local sports leader on the Arizona Sports app and on 98.7.
3 a.m. and I'm still awake. I'll bet you're just fine, fast asleep in your city.
Future Mrs. Jason Kelsey.
The
theme this week is kind of modern country.
And I'll bet your friends tell you she's better than me.
just think how big she is in switching over to pop and country.
I know.
And how big she was doing country.
Oh, but amazing.
I guess there's a bigger market.
Yep, I guess.
And swiftly Taylor takes advantage.
Let me tell you this, in doing my research on this for the country thing, in the pop world, there's a Billboard Hot 100, or Hot 50. She has 26 spots.
Wow.
Exactly.
Wow.
So, yeah. So, she's doing okay.
All right. So, in keeping with our oddity theme today.
Yes.
We had Miles Russell, 15-year-old, out of, he was the youngest player to ever make a cut at a PGA Tour event. It was a Korn Ferry Tour event a few weeks ago. Finished in the top 25, so he got an exemption into the following week's tournament.
Wow.
But anyway, the Rocket Mortgage Classic is doing some interesting things. They've got a lot of amateurs playing in there. Neil Shipley is actually not an amateur. He's making his PGA Tour debut there, but Luke Clanton was there. There are a few other amateurs. Well, Miles Russell, 15 years old, goes out, shoots 74 in his first round, shoots 70 in his second round. Par is 72. He shoots even par, 15 years old, at a PGA Tour event. In itself, that's remarkable that he played as well as he did. But it was a perfect golf course for him because while Detroit Golf Club is a tough golf course, it's not overly grueling what they've just played the last several weeks. So it was a good place for him to be able to cut his teeth and be able to get an opportunity. Well, here's what Miles Russell had to say. This kid is 15 years old. Let me emphasize that again, folks.
It was awesome. I mean, the fans here, especially in Detroit, have been great, and looking forward to coming back in a month or so, and it was just a cool moment.
Miles, just how aware were you of the cut line throughout your round, and did you know what you needed to do?
Really just tried to stay focused early, just kind of play my game and make a couple birdies and just try to keep it going, but kind of there on 16, I asked for them, like, what's the cut line at, and there weren't really any leaderboards that were showing it, so just kind of had to keep making birdies, and unfortunately I wasn't able to do that.
15 years old.
Okay.
Yeah, no kidding.
So poised. Guys, at 15, I was trying to figure out how much clear seal I had to put on my forehead to cover that zit.
Well,
I mean, seriously.
Same. And you know, but the thing about it with this young man, Miles Russell, he is the youngest player since Tiger Woods to win the AJGA Player of the Year.
Right.
The kid plays a national amateur schedule.
Homeschooled.
So, homeschooled, yeah. So he is I guess what I'm saying is, this is not his first time in the limelight.
Yeah, what's the nice course north of the, is it Oakland Hills? Is that where it is? Okay.
So that's when he referred to, he'll be back in a month, the U.S. Junior Amateur, the USGA event, U.S. Junior Amateur will be contested at Oakland Hills, where the clubhouse is supposed to be completed by 2026, the rebuild.
The big fire.
The fire that happened, and it happened 2 years ago now.
Yeah. Like on Christmas or something.
It was just devastating to watch happen.
Oh, it was awful. It was. He also talked about Charlie Woods will be in that event.
Yes.
Charlie Woods did qualify, and along with a couple other tour player sons that are going to be playing in it. That's pretty remarkable kid right there.
Hey, no kidding.
And we'll see a lot more of Miles Russell, not only in the U.S. Junior, but in the USAMs and everything coming forward.
Do you think he goes to college or does he go right to the tour?
I hope he goes to college.
I do too.
There's plenty of time to get out there on tour. This isn't like a football or a basketball or a baseball career where you can have a career-ending injury as easily.
Yep.
You can have a career-ending injury in golf, but it's not as likely as what it would be in, like, baseball or basketball or football, something like that.
More contact sport.
Exactly.
It's more of a repetitive use injury, and those happen as you get older.
Yeah, and so I'm hoping that he doesn't forego, because first of all, there have been very few people who have been successful at it.
Yep.
Justin Rose.
Right. Oh yeah.
Up until this year, Akshay Bhatia has struggled out there, and And he's, what, 23, I think, right?
Actually, he's 22.
22. So what would he be doing right now if he'd have gone to college?
Right. Be trying to qualify. Right. And I love that you bring that perspective, Greg, because Akshay went out and decided to, you know, the last thing he needed to be doing is sitting in Chem 101 lab, you know. His goal was to be a professional golfer. And he went out and he did play the mini tours. He did play the Corn Ferry Tour. And now he's right on schedule. He's 22 years old. And for him, it worked. I agree 100% with you. I would like to see these young up-and-coming superstars, and I think you have to agree Miles Russell is one, go to college and learn a little bit more about yourself, learn a little bit more about your golf game and all that sort of stuff. It was really funny. It's really interesting. And I'm not going to say the name, but there was a kid. You know, I grew up in the era of Billy Mayfair locally and Phil Mickelson nationally and Billy nationally. And there's another kid whose name I'm not going to mention who was better than both of them.
Ooh, I can hardly hear this in the break.
And, and he was really good. I mean, he was really good. Flamed out. I think now he played at BYU for a couple years. But now he's a fishing guide, last I heard, up in Alaska. And the guys on PGA Tour Radio were talking about...
Man, those fishing guides... They make so darn much money.
Oh, yeah.
They charge you $200 to take you out in a boat. You don't even see a fish. And then you come back in, they don't even give you your money back.
Yeah. But the guys on PGA Tour Radio in the mornings, they were talking about the same thing. You know, these kids that are world beaters at 17, 18, 16 years old, not all of them, you know, make it out there, even though they're can't miss kids. And I would love to see Miles Russell go ahead, go at least 1 year to college. And you know, college teaches you a lot of things that you don't learn in class.
Yeah, socializes you.
Right.
It's your first time that you're somewhat out on
your
own.
You got to do your own laundry.
You've got to be able to get out there
and
experience that. That's
right. Yes.
It's something that has to happen. I'm not knocking homeschooling, but I think homeschooling, and the interesting part about it, you can be homeschooled and play for a high school team, the high school that would be in your area, you would be able to play on that high school golf team.
But riding your bike to school, asking a girl to dance, I mean, you miss out on things.
But I'm
like
going to tell you what, this kid doesn't look like he's...
No, he's doing fine.
He is very well-versed. But I hope he does go to college at least 1 or 2 years, experience that, and the... Earl Woods, if there's anything Earl Woods ever said that was intelligent, he told Tiger that you are going to go out there and you are going to beat everybody before you go to the PGA
next level.
Tour.
Yeah.
And so that's exactly what Miles Russell needs to do. He needs to go out there and just absolutely beat everybody. And you know what? If you get a PGA Tour exemption, Rinelli,
take
advantage of it, absolutely. But don't get any visions of grandeur. You just shot even par and missed the cut by
At 15 years old.
Right.
Exactly.
So don't get visions of grandeur that you're going to be able to do this week in, week out. Look at Nick Dunlop, won as an amateur, and then got into the signature events and hasn't played well until this week. So it takes time.
Right.
All right, when we come back, we've got more golf to wrap up. We've got to hear from Ernie Els, and we're going to hear from a couple of the players at the Dow Championship. You're listening to Arizona's number one golf show, the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show. We'll be back with more golf after this.
Do you have a favorite youth sports coach who represents the best in sportsmanship and competition? Text COACH to 620-620. Tell us about a coach who deserves recognition for all they do, and they could win a $500 Visa gift card. Text the word COACH to 620-620. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Bunker to Bunker listeners. The Trilogy Golf Club of Estancia has a great thing going on right now, and you want to get out there as soon as you can because they're going to start airifying next Monday. So not this coming Monday. You're going to have all the way through the 4th of July weekend to be able to play golf. $59 right now through July 7th. You can go and play the Trilogy Golf Club of Estancia before they airify. And then when you're done, make sure you stop into V's Tap Room. Have one of the 16 microbrews on tap. Enjoy that. And pair it up with a wood-fired pizza. Their famous pepperoni wood-fired pizza is the best in the valley. You can't go wrong. I'm talking about the Trilogy Golf Club of Estancia, the best in the West. Book your round there today.
Golf was meant to be fun, right? We get that. Our motto is fun, family, and fitness forever. Kurt Hudek here for Augusta Ranch Golf Club in Mesa, Arizona. We're excited to announce the opening of our brand new 21-bay Top Tracer range with the same technology you see on TV with the pros. You can improve your game and get the kids involved, too. Our bays are open day and night. Augusta Ranch Golf Club, bringing affordable fun back into your golf game. For tee times and more information, go to AugustaRanchGolfClub.com.
Bunker to Bunker is sponsored in part by Antigua Apparel, a leading manufacturer of men's and women's golf and sports licensed apparel. At Antigua Apparel, they believe life is a journey made up of moments, moments in your day and in your game. You'll experience these moments everywhere, in what you do, in how you feel, in what you wear. You never know when these moments will arrive, but when they do, arrive comfortably. Performing at your best is achieved when you're comfortable in your body, mind, and clothes. Visit AntiguaApparelShop.com.
Dan Bickley here with my guy, Shane O'Hanrahan. And for people who are tired of gas prices in Arizona, I see some smoking hot deals on electric vehicles at Chapman BMW.
That's right, Bick. All our BMW EVs are getting incredible reviews. People love them. And right now, you can lease the all-new BMW i4 for as low as $459 a month. But we offer great prices on all our make and models. Come on down, check us out, and get your hookup.
You can shop online at ChapmanBMW.com. That's Chapman BMW. Two great locations.
One great experience.
Hi, this is Bill. I'm a real client and a raving fan for Bill Ross Fitness Solutions. After a free consultation, Bill designed my specific program. Workouts last just 30 minutes, 2 to 3 times a week, and they're always intentional, purposeful, and efficient. Perfect for my busy schedule. Best of all, you get results. Next to marrying my wife, this is the best thing I've ever done for myself. For your free consultation and $100 off the first month's program, go to BillRossFitnessSolutions.com today.
This is Dasha or Dasha.
Dasha.
All right, so going on right now at the Rocket Mortgage, they are in a rain delay, and the only thing I can think of is they got a lot of rain. It now says play has been suspended, where previously it was saying the start of the round three delayed due to inclement weather. So now they're saying play has been suspended, so they might not even play today.
Right.
Akshay Bhatia is your leader along with Aaron Rye. At 13 under par. Taylor Montgomery is sitting there along with Troy Merritt, who's made about half of his cuts this year. Eric Van Rooyen and Cameron Young still on fire after his 59. And by the way, that 59 the next day went out and made 4 birdies on the front nine. So he was pretty much on fire. Eric Cole, Cam Davis, and Joel Damon are at 10 under par. I'm going to tell you right now, any one of those guys can still win. Neil Shipley making his PGA Tour debut, the phenom to be the low am at the Masters and the U.S. Open, which has never been done before, is at 9 under par.
Wow.
Minwoo Lee and Zach Johnson, Patrick Rogers, Nicolai Højgaard is at 8 under. And by the way, Rasmus needs to get his butt in gear because he's like 13th right now in the DP World Tour standings.
Right.
And he needs to get into the top 10 so he and his brother can both be playing over here together. Nick Dunlap shot 67, 69. So that just shows you it's still, this year is quite an adjustment for Nick Dunlap, but he's going to be out there for a couple of years, no doubt about it.
Do they play 36 tomorrow, or does it extend into Monday?
Well,
they'll try to get it in tomorrow.
Let's see. There are only 69, 70, 71 players in the field. Oops, gotcha. Sorry, wrong one.
But the sunlight, it does stay light there till like 8:30 their time, correct?
Yeah.
Ish, I guess.
There's like 74 players, which, right. Yeah, they could start early. And let's see, right now in Michigan, it's daylight till about 9:15.
Oh, okay, gotcha. All right.
Yeah. Michigan is the most western state in the eastern time zone.
Right.
So it's almost like they're in the central time zone.
Right. Okay.
So it stays light. It stays light until about 9:30 this time of year. And the interesting thing is, by the way, you can still see the northern lights. The northern lights have been amazing all year long.
Yeah.
But you can still see them, but you have to stay up till midnight. And if I go up to Michigan, I guess I'm going to stay up till midnight because I want to see that. I haven't seen the Northern Lights. I think that was the first time I ever saw them. I was 12 years old.
Yeah.
It was amazing to see. Hey, I saw one of the rocket launches yesterday.
Yeah.
SpaceX.
Yeah.
I've seen a couple of them. They're crazy.
We were driving home from our kids' house, and it was about 8 o'clock, so it was just starting to get dark enough. And I look, and I see this stream, and then I see this kind of looks like a ball with kind of smoke coming outside. Oh, yeah, I finally got to see one of these.
Well, the first time I saw it, it kind of freaked me out.
Yeah.
Because you think of a rocket launch as going straight up.
Yeah.
And it is, but it from our viewpoint, horizontal miles away, it looks like it's going horizontal.
Yeah, exactly.
What's that UFO?
It's really cool, though.
Yeah, so they fly all the time from Vandenberg. They fly right over Australia every time.
Yeah.
Going down there. So anyway, okay, sorry for our sidebar, folks. They are playing at the U.S. Senior Open. It is not a PGA Tour event. It's a USGA event. It's the 1,001 tournaments where Hiroyuki Fujita is now only 12 under par. He did make a bogey, he's 1 under par in his round today through 4 holes. Richard Green, keeping pace with him, is at 11 under par. Richard Bland, Steve Stricker are both at 9 under par. They're hanging out there at 1 under. Let's see.
Justin Leonard's on the first page.
Justin Leonard's on the first page at 5 under par. Ernie Els has been playing some amazing golf right now. He's tied for 27th at 2 under par, but anything can happen in the U.S. Open. But here's what Ernie had to say about why he likes Newport Country Club.
Well, it's an old, very old golf course, a classic type of layout. You can run the ball in, so it's really built for the elements, you know, for the wind that's probably going to be blowing. A lot of slope on the greens, and it's in great shape. So I played with Rocco and Paul Stankowski this morning, and and Peter, a friend of ours from Chicago, and we all had a ball. You know, it's just a very walkable, playable golf course.
Yeah, Rocco Media at 3 under par. Billy Andrade was playing pretty good, shot 64 the first round, and then, shot 74 the second round, so he's sitting at 4 under par.
And I was confused, because when they said Newport, I thought it was the Newport stop that they have every year in California. I thought, what are they talking about? And then, obviously, Senior Open.
Yep, it's the original Newport.
Yeah. Exactly, that's right.
All right. They are playing the Memorial Health, where Ryan Gerard hasn't teed off yet, but has a 4-shot lead over Max McGreevy at the Memorial Health Championship. The Italian Open on the DP World Tour is underway, and Shubhankar Sharma is your co-leader with Marcel Siem and Antoine Rozier at 10 under par. And then they're playing the Dow Championship about 90 miles east or north of Detroit. And it's a team event where Grace Kim, Austin Kim, Nicole Estrup and Nana Kurtz Madsen, Allie Ewing and Jennifer Kupcho, Su Chi Chang and Wei Ling Su, Jereve Buchant and Jeanette Wanasan are all teamed up with two-person teams at 12 under par. Georgia Hull and Charlie Hull. Hull. Got to get that right.
Hull.
That's right. are at 11 under par, along with Sandra Gell. Sandra Gell hadn't been playing much golf out there. She kind of semi-retired, but she's paired up with Motomi LeBlanc. And they're at 11 under par. And then sitting there at 10 under par are the Jutanagarn sisters. And then this is interesting. This is a sponsor exemption. Lake Caribe Abbey and Georgia Oboe are sponsor exemptions into this event.
Really?
And they are at 10 under par.
Wow.
Yes, exactly. And a great story on Golf Channel about them. You'll have to go back and watch a previous episode of it. And then Brooke Henderson. How about Brooke Henderson? Hey, Lexi.
Hey, Lexi, let's team up.
Let's team up.
That's pretty good, yeah.
Do you know what I want for Christmas?
What's that?
I want Lexi Thompson's legs. You will never find, I can't imagine finding anybody more fit and more strong. Her calves, her
she's
thighs.
She's not overly muscular, so just
on
a good shape.
Anna Nordqvist is right up there, too.
Yeah, they are absolutely rock solid. And if that doesn't tell you what you need to be able to have to play this game, folks.
To build power, yeah.
You've got to see it. And absolutely, her legs are just absolutely rock solid.
Well, Greg, you know what I want for Christmas?
What?
I want an early Christmas present.
You want her golf swing?
No.
Not her.
I want the September debate, the presidential debate, to be canceled.
Oh, it will be.
And we're going to settle it on the golf course. This year, or this, the last debate, I don't care where your political innings are, but
they talked about golf.
So,
guys,
you know,
I'm a six, I'm an eight. Come on,
but that was hilarious.
It was hilarious. And so, golf is at the forefront of our lives. I get that, but for most people, it's not. But for golf to be mentioned during the presidential debate, I thought was absolutely classic.
It just shows where we are.
Well, but now here, so somebody posted up the official USGA handicap indexes of both candidates. Donald Trump has an index of 2.5.
Oh, my gosh!
And Joe Biden's index is 6.7.
Wow.
So
they must not be posting scores.
Yeah.
At a minimum of 10 strokes each.
But Donald Trump's handicap is kept at Wingfoot, and Joe Biden's is at Fieldstone Golf Club. Yeah. So, wouldn't that be interesting? It was funny because they were going back and forth on golf handicaps, and Trump was talking about how he won regular, you know, club championships, not seniors. They won those too. Yeah. And Biden was like, "Well, but we should go play, and you got to carry your own bag." it was way out of place.
Yeah, so do you, Joe.
Yeah, but it was so funny. I thought, so, you know, it was like a couple guys sitting around drinking beers. I'll whip your behind. No, let's go settle it on the golf course.
Interestingly,
exactly.
When you look at some of these teams that missed the cut, it's really quite surprising. Gabby Lopez, Emily Christine Patterson, Esther Henslett, and Gabriella Ruffles missed the cut. What's her name? Yaka Nasa Hataoka and her partner missed. Bronte Law, Mel Reed missed. Sophie Popoff, Pernella Lindbergh. Man, I tell you what, golf is getting so competitive now. Yes. It's just absolutely amazing as to what we're seeing out there. We're going to hear from Rose Zhang and Alex Pano when we come back to Arizona's number one golf show, the Bunker Bunker Golf Show. We'll be back with more golf after this.
Wolf and Luke, middays 10 to 2.
You don't want to make an enemy out of me. And I'm looking right into the camera, and I'm going to say it again. You do not want to make an enemy out of me.
That was directed at Kevin Durant like 9 years ago, right? We figured out it was like October.
You wanted to dredge that up, didn't you?
Well, because I'm sorry, that affects my opinion of anything Stephen A. Smith says about Kevin Durant. Honestly, it's affected my opinion on Stephen A. Smith saying anything about anybody. Like, I find him entertaining sometimes, but I'm not going to him for my Kevin Durant trade information.
Wolf and Luke, middays 10 to 2 on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Dan
Dan Bickley here with my guy Bear, one of the Henley brothers who owns Waltz TV and Appliance. And Bear, you guys have a great selection of outdoor televisions. What are the best audio components to pull it all together?
Well, Dan, Bluetooth speakers are an option. They were designed with portability in mind. They usually require batteries or a charge. And because of this, they can make noise but not always the best sound. Outdoor speaker systems are designed for permanent use in your yard, and you have many options in how they look and how they perform.
Visit Waltz off the I-10 in Warner. Shop online at waltz.com.
Chances are you're taking something to help with your hydration. You live in Arizona, of course you are. Or you're popping an energy drink or a coffee every afternoon because you're dragging. It's time for you to make the switch to Wilderness Athlete. Dave Burns here. Their two bestsellers are Hydrate and Recover and Energy and Focus. And the guys over at Wilderness Athlete have put together a special introductory offer exclusive for you. You can get a free flavor sampler. No purchase required. That way you can try Wilderness Athlete. And all you have to do is text WILD to 62620. And all you pay is shipping. Just shipping. It's that simple. You'll receive all 13 flavors, 8 Hydrate and Recover products, 5 Energy and Focus packets, and a custom shaker bottle from Wilderness Athlete for free. That usually costs you like $40. Ditch the grocery store samples, the stuff with all the sugar and not enough of what your body really needs. Rehydrate and refuel with free products from Wilderness Athlete. Try it now by texting WILD to 62620. Again, that's WILD to 62620.
Message and data rates may apply.
The 2023 and 2024 all-inclusive Talking Stick Golf Card is back. This is the card everyone's talking about. You get preferred rates on daily green fees now through September 2024, plus big discounts off food, beverage, and golf shop purchases. Better yet, benefits extend to the cardholder and one guest, and you get a complimentary round of golf with purchase. Two great courses, one fantastic golf card, all for just $99 plus tax. For details and purchase, visit TalkingStickGolfClub.com or call the Pro Shop today.
Pool season is coming in hot. Before you make a splash, assign a water watcher to help keep kids safe. A water watcher is a capable adult who knows how to swim and perform CPR in case of emergency. Make sure they put away any distractions and actively monitor everyone in the group while around water. After everyone is done swimming, water watchers should scan the bottom of the pool and close and lock the pool gate behind them. Ready for more water safety tips? Visit srp.net/pool.
It's back. Bunker to Bunker's 5th Annual Summer Throwback Golf Tournament presented by Shady Ray Sunglasses is on Saturday, July 20th at Talking Stick Golf Club's Otham North Course. The popular two-person scramble is loaded with the big raffle, special prizes, and breakfast. It even includes a coupon for a second round of golf, all for just $115. Proceeds benefit St. Vincent de Paul of Arizona. It's open to the public and singles are welcome, but space is limited. So grab your partner and register today at bunkergolf.com.
Want a new car but no time to visit a dealership? America's most awarded Ford dealership, Sanderson Ford, will deliver the car, truck, or SUV of your choice to your home or office. Shop from home, buy from home. We deliver. From Sanderson Ford, it's convenient, simple, and transparent. Go to SandersonFord.com, select your vehicle from the biggest selection of new Fords in the state, and your vehicle is delivered to your door. You can choose cash, lease, or finance, and get our best price every time. Create the deal that's right for you and see your monthly payment. Have a trade-in? Get a fair price from a trusted source. When you're ready to check out, add your personal information and get a real-time credit decision. See multiple offers and choose the one that's right for you. You can also review and select recommended service and protection plans, all online. Now, buying a car takes minutes, not hours. Shop from home, buy from home. We deliver from the dealership you can trust, Sanderson Ford.
This ain't Texas. Ooh. Ain't no hold'em. Hey. Lay our cards down, 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 down.
This is Carter.
How about that?
Throw your keys up.
Yeah.
Round, round,
I love it. There's so many people out there that hate these crossovers, and I think it's great.
Good music's good music.
Yes.
And she kind of went like classic country in a number of the songs.
Yes, exactly.
To the roots, as they say.
All right, so as we are going through doing some recaps of the world of golf, they are playing, we already touched on the Italian Open. Oh, I know what I was going to talk about. The defending champion of the LET Aramco event that is played coming up, the defending champion, Nelly Korda will withdrew from next week's event in London.
What happened, Greg?
Well, they're not real clear in their specifics, but evidently Nelly got nipped by a dog.
The dog thought she tasted you.
Yes, exactly. I was bitten by a dog, not her dog, not Jessica's dog.
A dog.
So
was she visiting the White House? Because I think Mr. Biden's dog was kind of getting after some Secret Service people for a while.
And need time to receive treatment and recover fully. That's scary.
Yeah, no kidding.
I mean, when you sit there and say that, I apologize to the LET and the sponsors and my fans for my absence. Thank you all for understanding. I look forward to returning coming soon. So she will be back in time for the next major championship without a doubt. But yeah, that was the second time somebody has been nipped by a puppy dog.
Allison Lee got it in 2022.
Exactly.
Hey, Greg, I was looking at the whole Akshay Bahia hole-in-one yesterday.
Yeah.
And he did not hit it in the junk, as I incorrectly stated. He hit it right down the gut of the fairway, 315 yards out, and there's a drain in the middle, and it's got like five holes. One, two, three, four,
yeah,
five holes.
Yeah, what in the heck?
And it fits a golf ball. And the rules official comes over, and he's showing him, and he goes, here it is. There's a Callaway at the bottom. But to have a drain in the middle of fairway that's a metal drain, first of all, of course, they don't think anybody can get there. But for the holes in the drain to be big enough to fit a golf ball,
it makes no sense.
It doesn't. They can fix that. There's stuff to fix that.
Yeah, and I'm sure that it was fixed last night before any other players went out there. Yeah,
I think that happened real fast.
And I guess there was another hole in one at the Rocket Mortgage yesterday by a lefty, and I couldn't tell who it was, but made a hole in one. And then they kept flashbacking to Nate Lashley's hole in one that he made where he hit the shot out to the right on the par three, exactly. Almost in the bunker.
It trickled in, yeah.
It hit in the rough cut, okay. And kicked dead left and rolled in the hole.
Yep.
So you have to have a little luck in this game to be able to win. There's
the concept of rub of the green.
Yes, exactly.
Guys, we were talking about the Dow earlier. Do you want to hear from our good buddies Rose Zhang and Alexa Panel?
Yes, that's what I meant to do. Yes,
and talk about the competition and how much fun they're going to have. Plus, I got a question for you after the soundbite.
We've participated in like Junior Solheim, Junior Ryder Cup together, so it's just super fun to kind of go into this week like knowing a really good friend ever since we were itty bitty, and just going out having fun.
Has there been any discussion about a team name or walk-up song or any options that you all are looking at right now?
There's been so much discussion about it, probably more discussion than strategy, but our team name this week is Rolexa, kind of just combining our names. And we're still working on a walk-up song, but yeah, it was probably the hardest decision to make so far.
They could use the John Daly song, All My Exes Wear Rolexes.
That's exactly right.
Okay, so guys, what would be your walk-up songs?
I think Enter the Sandman. I know it's played, but still, I think that'd be kind of a cool walk-up song.
Mine would be Ballroom Blitz.
Yeah.
By the, what's the name of the band?
Is that one Pink Floyd?
No.
No.
Yeah. Oh, Ballroom Blitz. I played that before for us, yeah.
Yeah. All right, Jim.
Yes, sir.
I do have to apologize to our listeners and to everybody that was listening and have, you know, maybe gotten out of the car to go to the golf course. I forgot to be able to give last week's results.
The sweet.
The sweet, thank you.
On the exhibition tour.
Oh, yes.
Playing in Nashville. I've got to get to Nashville. I have got to go.
It is the bachelor and bachelorette party capital of the world these days.
I've got to go hang out there and check
it out. Vegas.
Well, anyway, Legion 13.
Oh, yes.
The team of John Rahm, Terrell Hatton, I think this is Norman Vincent, and I don't know what Surratt's first name is, but they shot 40 under par to win by 5 shots over the Crushers. Bryson DeChambeau, Paul Casey, Charles Thurston Howell III, and Anna Bond Lahiri. Now, how about this? John Rahm has to piece together a team because he waited until 2 days before the first LIV event to be able to announce he was going to go to the LIV tour. And so he's got a couple of guys that are just absolute, and rarely will you ever hear me say this, folks, but nobody's in the world of golf. There's somebody to their parents, right?
Right.
Okay. But anyway, they get this Norman Vincent and Surratt characters, along with Terrell Hatton, who jumped ship with John Rahm, and formulate a team. And I believe this is their second or third team win, if I'm not mistaken. But then you've got Joaquin Niemann, Sebastian Munoz, Mito Pereira, and Carlos Ortiz, that finish in third place. So they're up on the podium. Well, on the individual side, you've got Terrell Hatton at 19 under par, winning by 6 shots over Sam Horsfeld. Where the heck has Sam Horsfeld been all this time? Which Sam Horsfeld had a very good European tour career, and so finally showing his self, he's finished second, and Joaquin Niemann finished third. Lee Westwood is taking some time away to play in the U.S. Senior Open this week. How about
that?
Yeah,
and he's not real thrilled that he forgot to read the fine print and he can't compete on the Champions Tour.
Yeah.
He's not happy about that. It's like, come on, Lee.
Now, it's really interesting, and it's something that I've been saying all along, but what there does not need to be a road back for these LIV Tour players, because there is already a road back in the rules.
Right.
The rules are, if you go and you play in a non-sanctioned or authorized waiver to go and play from the PGA Tour, then you are suspended for 1 year, or you cannot play in another PGA Tour event from 1 year of the completion of the event that you went and played in.
Right.
So none of these guys need to have any special rule made for them to come back. The rules were already there. It's a lot like our government. If you just enforce the rules we have, everything would be great.
Well, you don't need to make new rules.
No, you don't need to make new rules. The rules are already there. You just have to abide by the rules.
Lee Westwood could go to Q school.
He could. Well,
after suspension is served.
After suspension is served, right.
So you're telling me if the LIV Tour goes away today, they can't come back for 1 year?
Well,
there'd be a lot of rust.
If the LIV Tour just absolutely collapsed today, they might figure out a way to make that exception, go back to what their ranking was on the PGA Tour.
But as the rules stand now,
it's a
year suspension.
If they all decided to quit today, they can come back in a year.
The majority of them would never make it back.
Right.
Pardon me. They wouldn't be competitive. Right.
There's only about five guys that would...
Right. Never say never or always.
There would be about five guys that would be worthy of being able to make their way back.
I never stopped liking this show.
Is the writing on the wall for Phil Mickelson? He shot one under par. He's 40th. Finished 40th at... two under par for the tournament. Brooks Koepka, I mean, see, it's interesting. I think that this format has screwed these guys up to where they think only playing 14 times is good. I don't think they can get into a rhythm like they do normally.
Yeah.
Well, maybe get used to that. Of course not. Exactly.
I agree with you. Phil Mickelson's made some slightly veiled comments about, his imminent retirement. He's 53 now,
right.
I believe.
Right.
And, it would not surprise me to hear Phil Mickelson say, I'm going to retire and then go into image rehab and try to become what I think is rightfully his place as one of the Mount Rushmore of modern golf.
Is he top 10 all time?
I think so.
Modern time, I would say.
Okay. Yeah, I think so. And it's funny because, I've said this before on the show. You ask the three of us, who's the greatest basketball player that ever played? And we're going to say Michael Jordan.
LeBron James, yeah.
You ask the kids.
Michael Jordan for me, but LeBron James.
But you ask the kids,
my kids' age, and they're going to say, most of them are going to probably say LeBron James.
Right.
And it, and they wouldn't, you know, and I do think that Nicholas is still the best golfer ever.
And y'all passed over with probably one of the best, Kobe Bryant.
Right.
He's, because he's...
Yeah. Right. But you ask a kid today who's the best golfer ever play, and then say Tiger Woods, we would probably say, most of us would probably say Jack Nicklaus. So the thing about golf is there's eras in golf. There's eras in all sports.
Baseball.
None of us are free from skeletons in our closets.
Right.
And if you look at Kobe Bryant and some of the shenanigans Kobe Bryant made, but he is very well revered in basketball.
And rightly so.
Well, Phil Mickelson, in everything that he said and everything that he does in his gambling and in some of the things that he's said in the past, is his legacy tarnished? And you can answer that when we come back. You're listening to the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show. We're live every Saturday morning. We bring it to you from 7 to 9 on our Arizona Sports app, arizonasports.com, and right here on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
If you're the Rockets, there is no logical reason to stockpile picks to bait the hook for a trade with Phoenix for Devin Booker when the Suns nor Devin Booker have ever given any inclination that they want out of Phoenix.
True.
Now, has something changed on Devin Booker's side of the ledger? I don't think so.
There's no reason to believe that anything has changed.
There's no reason to believe, but that's not to assume that it hasn't. But I got my eyes wide open because this is what happens in this league. And if you're one of these Pollyanna types who are like, oh, stop it, it's never going to, then you're not paying attention.
Bickley and Murata, mornings on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
It's time for you to join the Bill Ross Fitness Solution Revolution. Bill, Brad, Doug, Bob, Kevin, Dave, myself, Jim, our business partner, Michael Henry, all are in and a part of that revolution. Why? Why is it? Well, none of us really have anything in common except for Bill Ross and us wanting to be in a better condition, better shape, and being able to make sure that we can have a nice, long life in the world of golf. So why not get out there and join that revolution? Right now is a great time to do it. There's a Bunker to Bunker special where you'll get $100 off your first month's program, and you'll get a free initial consultation. And Bill creates a personalized program for you. It's not cookie cutter. It's not anything you see on the internet that you can start doing to do things. It is specifically for you. So if you want to save some money and lose some fat, great. Go to BillRossFitnessSolutions.com or give Bill a call at 602-230-8581. And schedule your free consultation and get that $100 off your first month's program.
This summer will be heating up as the Arizona Diamondbacks look to repeat as NL champions and bring home that World Series title. Man, is it fun watching these D-backs play. The Gold Glove defense, the speed on the base paths, and the newfound power in the lineup. You don't want to miss any of the action. But if you're struggling with your vision, you're probably doing a lot more listening than watching. But we can change that. Dr. Jay Schwartz has been the team ophthalmologist for the D-backs since 2002, and is he ready to help you see the game the way you're intended to? If you're nearsighted, farsighted, or have an astigmatism, it's very likely a vision correction procedure from the Schwartz Laser Eye Center that may be right from you. Dr. Schwartz offers a free LASIK evaluation and 2 years of interest-free financing. And he's got three locations in the Valley, Glendale, Scottsdale, and Mesa. Trust me, I had LASIK surgery from the Schwartz Laser Eye Center about 15 years ago, and at age 57, I don't wear any glasses, contacts, or readers. One of the best things I've ever done. So if you want to reduce or even eliminate your need of glasses and contacts, call 480-483-EYES for your free LASIK evaluation or go online at TMIDoctor.com.
Looking for an unforgettable day of golf? Visit Verado Golf Club today and enjoy the breathtaking views and great prices. With two thrilling course layouts and 36 holes of championship golf designed by Tom Lehman, now is a great time to visit Verado Golf Club and take advantage of their 36-hole rates. Come enjoy spectacular golf at both the Founders and Victory courses for a special price. Verado Golf Club, an experience like no other. To book a tee time, visit VeradoGolfClub.com or call 623-388-3008.
The Hondo Rodeo and Music Fest, Diamondback Stadium, November 7th through 9th, 4th of July sale. Zach Brown, Brooks and Dunn, Old Dominion, Hank
Williams Jr., Whiskey Myers, and Turnpike Troubadour.
And a little bit of chicken fried. Cold beer on Friday night.
World Champions $1 million Rodeo. The first 1,000 fans to buy a ticket will get two for the price of one. HondoRodeoFest.com. Buy one, get two.
If we want to beat the heat, gear up in a new Ford. It's our freedom of choice. Gas, hybrid, or all EV. Paul Calvese here. Our Desert Ford dealers have the perfect SUV for you. I drive a Ford Edge, my wife an Explorer. You get all the tech, all the comfort. Plus, get a Ford Protect Premium Care Extended Service Plan so you're protected from unforeseen covered repairs for up to the earlier of 5 years or 60,000 miles. And right now, get no charge 5 years, 60,000 mile Ford Protect Premium Care plus a Ford Credit Flex Buy with 3.9% APR financing for 66 months and $1,000 in flex buy cash in a 2024 Ford Explorer. Same goes for the new Ford Escape, where we get peace of mind with a no-charge 5-year, 60,000-mile Ford Protect Premium Care plus a Ford Credit Flex Buy with 1.9% financing for 66 months and $1,000 in flex buy cash on a 2024 Ford Escape. But hurry, it all ends July 8th at buyfordnow.com. That's buyfordnow.com.
So what makes a great car radio show? To start with, a host who knows his stuff. Check. We've got Matt Allen, the KTAR car guy, who's been fixing cars for nearly 30 years. Lots to talk about. Check. High gas prices, maybe getting a second opinion on that upcoming repair, or help in finding the right used car. That means the only thing missing is you. And that's easy to fix. We're on every Saturday morning at 11 here on 92.3 KTAR. Or check us out anytime, day or night, at bumpertobumperradio.com.
'Cause he don't love me like Tequila does. Nobody can. He don't give me that border tab.
Great song.
By the way, Greg.
Yes.
The soon-to-be Mrs. Kelsey will be marrying Travis, not the other.
I said Jason, didn't I?
Yes.
Sorry,
Greg.
I didn't even know.
Yeah. She'll be married to the Kansas City Chiefs.
Not the retired.
I guess you don't have to worry about who the breadwinner is. They both make pretty much.
Right. Yeah, how about that?
Well, he makes a couple million bucks a year. She makes billions. So.
Yeah.
She gave her road crew $100,000 each for this tour.
Wow.
That doesn't seem very right.
As a bonus.
Hey, as a bonus, yeah, okay.
As a bonus.
So as we went to break, I had a question for you.
Yeah.
Is Kevin McCabe out there eating a donut and didn't offer us any? I hope he's got an apple fritter for me.
Yeah.
By golly, I hope so. Kevin McCabe is coming up next. We're just the warm-up band for Kevin McCabe and the AZ High School's prep sports program. But anyway, when we went to break, I asked the question. Is Phil Mickelson's legacy tarnished, or can you separate what he's done on the golf course compared to off the golf course?
Well, so I try to step back and look at this objectively. You look at Mickey Mantle, great baseball player, not such a great human.
But we didn't know it at the time too much.
Right. Babe Ruth, probably the same.
Yes.
You know, Charles Barkley, great basketball player, did some dumb stuff off the court. So Mickelson, I think we have to look at him the same way. I think as a player, yes, he will go down as one of the greatest of all times. Now, is his overall legacy as a human diminished? I would have to say yes, because he's done some pretty stupid things.
Time heals a lot of wounds.
Exactly. Yeah. So I do think that Phil Mickelson, the golfer, is one of the best players that ever lived. And I'm just judging strictly on playing record.
On course.
Yeah, don't forget that he won a major championship
51.
As a senior.
Yeah.
You know, he's a pretty young 50 and change.
Right.
So, yeah, I think, you know, we're not going for the top 10 people here. We're going for the top 10 golfers. And I think he belongs in that.
Yeah. But his legacy is tarnished, without a doubt.
Is it? Yeah.
No question.
Why is his legacy tarnished more than a Kobe Bryant or a Michael Jordan or...
Because he took to the gavel and put the hammer down on we're trying to improve the game of golf, and all he wanted was $200 million. Just admit to me that you want the money, I'm good. Otherwise, we're growing the game. Okay, enough, pal.
The thing that disappoints me the most is look at the way Brooks Koepka, Dustin Johnson, John Rahm, Bryson DeChambeau have all handled themselves when they went over to the exhibition
tour. Night and day, complete 180 from
they four. Not yeah. one single one of them have trash talked
right.
what bread was buttered on that got them to where it gave them the ability to go yep. and get that large upfront sum of money. Where Phil, this is where the only place where I see him tarnished, is because he went ahead and bit the hand that fed him, and it is irresponsible, in my opinion, but it is America. You are allowed to have your own opinion.
Exactly.
However, you don't sit there and go out the door and trash what made you who you are and gave you the ability to be able to get that amount of money from that other group.
Yeah, and again, that's where we get a little bit gray, right? Is
there's no gray.
Well, you know, but here's the thing is if
he said what he said.
I agree with you, but if we're looking at it just from the perspective of great golfers, his legacy, his golfing legacy, I think is intact. I think his personal legacy, yeah, I'll admit.
Well, is also intact. The PGA Tour, is that professional or is that personal?
Well, I think that was personal.
You think that's part of his personal life?
Yes. Yeah. I'm just talking about what the clubs and the ball and the number on the scorecard talk about okay. as far as being great, greatest players.
All right.
But yes, as far as legacy, more than that. So.
But personal legacy and as professional golf legacy are two different things.
So let's go a little further. Rory McIlroy, is his legacy tarnished because he has sat there and been staunch against the exhibition tour, but now has started to shift and change his tune a little bit to where he's trying to be a little more flexible?
Okay, let's table that for a second. Let's talk about Tiger Woods.
All right.
Would you say Tiger Woods' legacy is tarnished?
Golf, no.
No, I would agree with that. But his off-course behavior tarnished his personal image.
But time heals a lot of wounds.
None of us are skeleton free.
I agree, but you're saying time heals all wounds.
No, time heals most wounds, not all.
But so, in that case, would
Mickelson continues to do it?
Bashing the PGA Tour?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think he has it. But I will also say that a lot of unpopular figures through our history, at the time they did something or made the statement, were vilified, but they were proven to be correct. Listen, Phil Mickelson stuff, the whole LIV stuff, really, the players are going to benefit, and they already are.
I think it's great. Just don't tell me you're trying to grow the game. That's why you're doing the move you made. He wanted $200 million. Nothing against that. I would do the same thing, but don't tell me the reason he did for months and months.
The biggest thing that I've noticed of the exhibition tour, as I will continue to call it until they revise what they do and come up with a better team format program, is they have brought a younger market into the golf world. You look at the average age of the crowd at a LIV event, and it's around 30. You look at the average age of a PGA Tour event, and it's around 55.
Right.
So that's the biggest difference.
Yeah, that's
well, hey,
that's it, guys.
Yeah, we're going to talk Seth Waugh next week. We'll talk about his stepping down at the PGA of America as CEO. We'll hold that sound until next week because it will be valid for next week as well.
He'll still be retired.
Yeah, and be retired at the end of the month. Kevin McCabe is up next. We want to thank you for joining us. If you're out there for the 4th of July, drive safely. Don't drink and drive. Get somebody to drive for you. I'm going to be on the road, and I want to be safe. So you be safe, and don't drink and drive. He's Jim. I'm Greg. That's Trav. That's CQ. We're out of here. Go play some golf.
Holla.